Test 10.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
Did Tanya order a new coffee machine for the office kitchen?
I think so. I heard her talking to Josh about coffee machine prices yesterday.
I've been spending way too much money ordering coffee from the coffee shop around the corner. Not that it was any good.
Same here. The only good thing about it was that it was cheap.
Well, you get what you pay for.
What does the man want?
Number 2.
What do you think of the new employee?
Glenn? He seems conscientious and hardworking.
That's not what I hear.
The truth is, he's got a temper, but then nobody's perfect.
What is said about Glenn?
Number 3.
Welcome to Electro World. How can I help you?
My phone's been acting up lately. It can get overheated and some of the apps freeze. And there are apps I use all the time to contact my friends.
That's probably because your operating system is not the best or the newest for those apps. Perhaps you should consider buying a new one.
Well, actually, I only bought it 6 months ago and it's under warranty. I'm sure there's a better solution than that.
What does the man want?
Number 4.
Excuse me, I thought I was headed toward the bus station, but nothing around here seems familiar, so maybe I'm turned around.
You are turned around. You have to walk 2 blocks down that street and you'll see it on your left.
What does a woman say to the man?
Number 5.
What are you getting Kelly for her birthday?
I'm thinking a sweater.
Think out of the box for a change.
What do you suggest?
What is the man implying?
Number 6.
I'm so glad you made it.
You know I wouldn't have missed it.
What I know is that you've been awfully busy lately.
Busy or not, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
How does the woman feel?
Number 7.
It's too complicated. I'm not sure I understood.
There's a very informative video online. You might want to check it out.
Could you do a short recap? My connection has failed.
What does the man want the woman to do?
Number 8.
Are you ready for your piano recital on Tuesday?
As ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
I'm sure you'll astound everybody with your talent and skill.
We'll just have to wait and see.
How does a woman feel?
Number 9.
Why don't you try their cell phone?
They might still be on the plane.
Not unless their flight's delayed.
What can be concluded about their friends?
Number 10.
I'm afraid we need to revisit the question of laying people off.
Oh, come on. This is such a tough call. Is it really necessary?
Sales have plummeted in the last 6 months. We're losing money every day. Can any of you think of a better way to break even?
We can try to improve our promotion methods. Jenny had some good ideas the other day.
What is probably true about the company?
Number 11.
What's the deal downtown?
They're going to give the Union Theater a makeover.
Great! And if they upgrade their projection and sound systems, that's what I call VIP treatment.
What will happen to the Union Theater?
Number 12.
When are they coming?
Tomorrow. And I've got to clean up the house and get it spick and span in no time.
Relax. It's not like they're your in-laws.
What will the woman do?
Number 13.
I'm going to paint the house myself.
And do all that volunteer work at your son's school? I think that you've bitten off more than you can chew.
What is the woman implying about the man?
Number 14.
Are you reading the recommended bibliography for the paper? We won't have to hand this in till the end of next month.
I know, but I had to read part of that for another paper I handed in yesterday, so I thought that I might as well get it over with.
I did the same thing with another paper, and I couldn't remember a single thing when I sat down to write my paper.
But I'm planning to revise next month.
What does the man say about the recommended bibliography?
Number 15.
How about this one for your goddaughter?
I was thinking of something that would have a longer lifespan. Something made out of wood, like what I had when I was growing up. And definitely something that would help her learn.
That's good thinking. But remember, you're buying it for your goddaughter, not yourself.
Where are the speakers?
Number 16.
Professor Jameson, speaking on behalf of everybody, we're having trouble understanding next week's assignment.
Really? I could never imagine, considering how well everybody did in last week's quiz. Nobody said anything when I explained it in class.
That's probably because we hadn't gotten down to doing the assignment. Anyway, the thing is, we've talked to everybody. We're all in the same boat.
In that case, I'll email everybody some additional notes to aid understanding and refer you to an online video which I believe will prove quite useful.
Why will the professor contact the class?
Number 17.
My apartment's got mice.
Have you tried to plug the holes?
No. I just asked the janitor to give it a look, but it didn't help.
In that case, you need an exterminator.
What has the woman done?
Number 18.
I need this document urgently.
I can pull some strings if you want.
Would you do that for me?
I'm going to talk to Kevin tomorrow.
How will the man help the woman with the document?
Number 19.
Why did you and Paula fall out?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Does Paula feel the same way?
I don't have a clue. Besides, that's all water under the bridge.
Judging from your reaction, I very much doubt it.
What has probably happened between the man and Paula?
Number 20.
Where is everybody?
Something must have kept them at work, or they could be caught up in traffic.
Are you sure they know the meeting's been rescheduled for 7?
What is probably true about the man?
End of part 1.